God to move through us. Look at your neighbor and say, be a vessel. Yeah, be a vessel. Let's keep moving through the text. Jesus told the servants, verse 7, fill the jars with water. When the jars had been filled, he said, now dip some out and take it to the master of ceremonies. So the servants followed his instructions. What I love about these verses is the sheer obedience that the servants have for Christ. Not one time do we see them speak. They don't give a rebuttal. They don't give a suggestion. They don't give a question. All they're doing is waiting for God's instructions. When you look at another verse, it breaks it down a little bit more. In verses 7 through 8 in the NSB, it says, Jesus said to them, fill the water pots with water. So they filled them. And he said to them, draw some out and take it to the head waiter. And they took it to him. Fill the pots up. So they filled them. Take it to the head waiter. And they took it to him. No rebuttals. No questions, no nothing. They just followed instructions. I want to give you another point. Just follow God's instructions. Yeah, what's funny is that Jesus doesn't give them the full picture of what's about to happen. He doesn't say, hey, you're going to fill up these jars, and then you're going to dip some out, and then you're going to take it to the head waiter, and it's going to turn into wine, and there's the miracle. No, he just says, dip some out. He says, fill it up, and that's exactly what they did. Some of us are in a position of where we are because we haven't followed God's instructions. When we look in the verse, it says, now dip some out. First, fill the jar. Now, dip some out. We're so concerned about the now part that we forgot the first part. Yeah, we're so concerned about getting to where we want to be that we forgot the first instruction. Just follow instructions. Yeah, just follow instructions. Sometimes we need this play-by-play, and I don't know about you, but sometimes I find myself in a position where I'm like, okay, God, I know you told me to pray a little bit more, and I know you told me this will happen, but I'm not there, but just follow his instructions. Holy Spirit is saying, just follow my instructions. How many of us know that obedience is better than sacrifice? Right? That's what the Bible says. So can you tell your neighbor again, say, just follow God's instructions. Yeah, the miracle is coming. Just follow God's instructions. The joy that you've been praying for is coming. Just follow God's instructions. The peace that you need for this situation is coming. Just follow God's instructions. Don't be worried about the whole picture, because if he showed it to you right now, you wouldn't be able to handle it. Just follow God's instructions. He said, I promise that the plans I have for you are to prosper you, but just follow my instructions. Don't worry about the outcome. Just follow my instructions. Just follow my instructions. My pastor, your pastor, always says this. He says, success in life, to a great extent, is based on your willingness and ability to follow instructions. When you follow the instruction of Christ, the now will follow. When you follow the instruction of Christ, everything that you need, everything that you're praying for will follow. I know there's some things in your life that you're battling with, but I promise you, just follow God's instructions. Amen. Say, follow instructions. You guys are so great. I promise you, they got me on this clock. I'm hurrying. I'm rushing. I'm out of here in a minute. But let's continue to move. Let's continue to move. Now, it says right here in verse 8. Before we move on from verse 8, I want you to see one thing here in the text. One thing here in the text. And it says, now dip some out and take it to the master of ceremonies. Say master of ceremonies. Yeah, dip some out and take it to the master of ceremonies. So the servants followed his instructions. The MC, right, the master of ceremonies, aka the MC of this time, did the same exact thing that the MC of our time would do. So what's the job of the MC? The job of the MC is to keep the agenda flowing, right? The job of the MC is to keep the party live. You know, if you go to a real good wedding, they got a real good DJ. Brum, 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 brum. Put it up, give it up for the newlyweds. Hey, who's in the house? You got your drink and your two. Well, not us, not anymore. That was like back in the day. Back in 35 and under. Any 35 and under is in the building, right? church is old 35, no, 35 and under. But yeah, so the job of the MC was to keep the party going, was to keep the party flowing. So God said, if I can get this word, if I can get this message to the MC, then I know for a fact that the message I need to go forth will go forth. And some of you are looking at me because you said, Pastor, God has chosen me to be the MC, and I don't know why. Yet nobody thought that I would make it out of college, but here I am. Nobody thought that I would break the generational curses, but here I am. Nobody thought that I would hold myself into marriage, but here I am. Nobody thought that I would do this. But can I tell you something? Thank you, DJ Khaled. God did. Yeah. God knew exactly what he was doing when he called you. God knew that if he got the message to you, you would get the message to your mama. He knew that if he fixed your finances, you would help your sister get her finances together. He knew that if he fixed you on the job, you would take that job to another level. God knew exactly what he was doing when he cleaned you up. Pastor, I come from something crazy, but God knew exactly what you could be. He saw your end from your beginning. He knows exactly what he's working with. Be the MC. Be who God has called you to be. Walk boldly and upright, saying, I know the purpose that God has for my life, and it is to share the gospel. I know the purpose that God has for my life, and although everything may not be perfect, I know that he's going to come through for me. Be the MC of your family. Be the MC on your job. God is trusting you with a mission. So be the MC. Say, be the MC. Matter of fact, say, I'm the MC. Say, I'm the MC. I'm the MC of my family. I'm the MC of my job. I'm the MC. God, use me. If you have to use anybody, use me. And that's exactly what's happening here in the text. God is saying, if I get the message to him, he'll get it out. And that's what he does. Because in verse 9, he starts calling people over. He starts calling over the bridegroom. Hey, come check this out. Hey, real quick, come this way. He starts calling people over because in verse 10, he says this. He says, a host always serves the best wine first. He said, then when everybody has had a lot to drink, when everybody's feeling good, when everybody's a little lit, they don't really know what's going on. They're a little done. They don't know what you look like. They don't know where they at. They don't know the difference between a table and a floor. They don't know what's happening. Once everybody has had their fill, then the host brings out the less expensive wine. He said, but you, my God, you wild. You wilding out here because you have kept the best wine until now. When I read this, I literally dropped everything and I said, oh my God. What's crazy is that this MC, this head waiter, this person who was keeping it live and keeping it going, he thought he had already experienced the best wine. Yeah, he thought he had already had the best wine. But how many of you know that when you encounter Christ, what you thought was the best is something completely different? Yeah, you thought you were living your best life. You thought you had the best friends. You thought you were in your best mode. But when you came to the kingdom, you said, oh, no. This surely is the best wine. And I don't know about you, but can I get 30, 40 people in here to stand up and give God some praise and say, I know that Jesus is the best wine. Yeah, I don't need a drink of nothing else because Jesus is the best wine. I don't need a drink of Patron. I need a drink of his peace. I don't need a drink of Hennessy. A drink of his holiness. I don't need a shot of whiskey. I need a shot of his wisdom. I don't need Don Julio 1942, but I need John 4:14 that tells me drink from the well that will never run dry. I need a drink. I need a drink of his peace. I need a drink of his joy. I need a drink of his mercy. I need a drink of his grace. I need a drink of his goodness. I need a drink of his favor. I need a drink of everything. I need a drink of more. I need a drink of his holiness. I need a drink of his love. Look at your neighbor and say, I need a drink. I don't know about you, but Jesus is the best thing that I could have ever had in my life. Yeah, he fills me up when I'm on low. I don't need no liquor. Look at your neighbor and say, I need a drink. Yeah, I don't need a woman, I need a drink. Yeah, yeah, I don't need no music, I need a drink. I need a drink, I need a drink. Jesus is the best wine. Jesus is the best thing that you could ever put into your body. Jesus is love. Jesus is blood cleanses you from the top down. Everything, he does a new work in you. He said, he that is in me is a new creature. He that is in me is a new creature. I don't need nothing else. I don't need what this world offers me. I don't need what social media offers me. I don't need a chick with a bad body who can't pray. I don't need a man with all the muscles but can't hold me down. Yeah, I don't need no big old house with no peace. I don't need no fancy car with nowhere to go. I don't need a friend that's gonna take off my hair. I need some friends that's gonna lay me down and cover me in oil. I don't need the riches of this world. I just need a drink of him. And some of you are here today because you just need a drink. You just need God to fill you up one more time. You've been running low. Newsflash, your wine is almost out. Yeah, you're running on that reserve wine. And how many of us know, how many of us understand that when that buzz fades, reality sets back in? That when that high is gone, reality sets back in. That when they get out the bed, I still got to deal with the mess. Jesus is the only thing that can keep you at that time. Not the liquor, not the weed, not the sexing, not the good conversation, not the distractions. Jesus is all that you need in this place. And if you know like I know that Jesus is the best thing, won't you go ahead and give him some praise? Won't you go ahead and say, thank you, Jesus? Won't you go ahead and say, fill me up, God? I'm running low, but fill me up, God. I'm running on empty, but fill me up, God. I know I'm almost out, but fill me up, God. I know that if I come to you, I don't need anything else. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. I need a drink. I need a drink. And some of you may be in here wondering. Some of you may be in here thinking, Pastor, I don't know what that is. My mind is driving me crazy. My mind is playing tricks on me. My kids are doing stuff they shouldn't be doing. My job is talking about letting me go. Pastor, what is this drink that you speak of? This drink is Jesus. This drink is Jesus. Feet right now. I want everybody on their feet right now, and all I'm going to do is I'm just going to pray. I'm going to pray for you all. I'm going to pray that God will fill you up. But is there anybody in this place? I'm not going to make you walk down. I'm not going to do it. Is there anybody in this place that just needs to be refilled today? Anybody in this place that needs to be refilled today? And all this is good and gravy, and all this is amazing, and we're getting refilled. But what about the person who doesn't know him? Because all of this is for naught if you don't have him. There could be somebody in this place today that maybe you don't know about this wine that we speak of. Yeah, maybe you don't know about this Jesus that we speak of. Maybe you've never encountered him today. Can I see your hand if that's you? If you've never accepted Jesus Christ in your life, if you've never, ever accepted this, if this is something that you're saying, Pastor, what you're preaching is what I need. If I spoke to you today and you need Jesus today, can I see your hands in this place? Can I see your hand? I see you. I see you. I see you. Can I see your hand? Lift them up. Lift them up high. Don't be afraid. Don't be nervous.